Hello, you are listening to Record of Change. Record of Change listens to 8 individuals located on every continent about how their lives have been twisted by the COVID-19 pandemic. My name is An Huy Tran, and I am a researcher talking to you from Tokyo, Japan. When air traveling has been pretty much stagnated all over the world due to the pandemic, have you ever wondered how people working in the airlines industry cope with such situation? Today, please join me to listen to the story of Ray Casal, who is working as a cabin crew for Philippines Airlines based in Manila. His experiences with the pandemic started with a volcano eruption in January 2020, and then a nationwide lockdown, which encouraged him to embark on new adventures with being a barista and a disinfection officer. Since June this year, Ray was able to work again, but being a flight attendant during a world pandemic, it's something different.
My name is Reynaldo Casal Jr. You may call me Ray or RJ. They call me Ray. I'm 30 years old and I'm currently based here in Manila. I'm from the Philippines and I'm currently working as a cabin crew of Philippine Airlines.
How long have you been working as a cabin crew for Philippines Airlines?
I've been flying for 3 years, more than 3 years.
Before all of this COVID-19 pandemic happened, could you describe a little bit of your work life as a cabin crew?
As a cabin crew, I always fly for 6 days a week. Sometimes I fly 5 days and I have two days rest, day off. We have some international destination like Incheon, Korea, and China.
Hmm.
Some of the provinces of China.
I see.
But mostly I fly here in the Philippines, domestic flight, all over here in the Philippines.
It seems like you have a pretty busy job, right? 6 days or
yes.
Like 5 to 6 days per week, that's a lot.
Yes. And then mostly because I'm a morning person, I usually have the morning flights. Like you have to wake up at 1 a.m. and then prepare for your 3 a.m. duty or 2 in the morning.
Oh,
so
wow.
Basically, you'll end your duties around lunchtime or because of the traffic sometimes after lunchtime. So basically, 10 hours duty or 12 hours. That's it.
I see. Well, that's actually a pretty tough job.
Yes. Because, you know, in the airline industry, every second is very important. They are so strict with the attendance. But since I really love my job, for the 3 years, I have perfect attendance.
So tell us, how did you first hear about the situation of COVID-19?
I heard that as during one of our flight.
During one of your flights?
Yes, one of my colleague, my co-crew, like said that, oh, there is... Because mostly our passengers in one of the destinations came from China. And then I heard that news with my co-crew that there is a certain virus that coming from that country.
Mm.
So, of course, it's so alarming because every day we face a lot of people, different people. It alarmed me, of course.
And when was that time when you first hear about the virus? Did you remember?
That was January this year.
Mm.
Yes. So yeah, because there was an incident here in the Philippines with one volcano erupted.
Right.
So after that, I heard that another news about that COVID-19.
Tell us a little bit more about the volcano eruptions that you have just mentioned.
That was Taal volcano. That's the second active volcano here in the Philippines. It's not. It's because everyone was not ready during that time. So, you know, we had also experienced our flight being canceled during that time. We're already in the aircraft and then in the airplane. And then we had the news that, oh, you're not allowed to fly. It's for your safety. Hmm. Other passengers are also, you know, we understand their situation because most of them have their own appointments. But unfortunately, there are flights that are being canceled during that time. And of course, that situation causes panic to the people around here in the Philippines, especially those who are living near the volcano.
Yeah. So as I remember correctly, it also happened in January, right? Like the beginning of January.
Yes. During that time, people are looking for some medical equipment like the masks. So people are panicking about the supplies because the government informed every Filipino, especially those who are here in the National Capital Region in Manila, should have their mask every time they go out and they, like that. So people are panicking. Even in the groceries or the supermarket, they are like, you know, we have to prepare like that. And then after that incident, here comes now the COVID-19.
How did you feel that time, like after the volcano eruptions and then comes the new situations with the coronavirus?
It created panic because we just had this incident and then here comes now the next one. And because we are quite far from the volcano, but still we can experience the, you know, the ash falls here in Manila.
Hmm.
But this virus is different.
Yeah.
Because we can see them, we can prepare. If you know, that person or that passengers in your flight is a carrier, everyone could be a carrier, even me.
Exactly. So when did you realize that it could also affect you and your job?
That was like around February.
Mm-hmm.
Because our office informed us that you have to wear mask every flight.
Mm-hmm.
Or in the airplane or in the aircraft. But in the airport, in the lounge where do you report, you don't need to wear your mask. But some of the crews are like, you know, it's for safety. So like me, I always wear my mask even I'm outside or I'm in the shuttle service going to my work. So that was around February. And then no gloves during that time. But we already knew that there is, because there, I think, is that December? I'm not quite sure if it's December 2019 when there is one Chinese nationality or that got positive in one of our flights, Philippine Airlines flights here.
You had
in the Philippines.
What, you had one positive case in 2019, December?
Yes.
Already?
I think end of December, or I'm not quite sure, but it's nearly end of 2019. But we're not aware of that COVID virus, or that's only after the Taal volcano eruption.
Right.
We got a news, or we got aware of that virus.
How did you perceive people around you, and especially the passengers and your colleagues, react towards the threat?
Of course, it causes panic to everyone. Like, you know, the normal, when we got in the crew lounge, when we usually report for our work, we got some handshake with our seniors, but no more handshake with our colleagues, with our co-crew, because it was implemented that no more body contact should be done whenever you see people, or no hugging. During that time, it's quite different.
Hmm.
You know, there are some changes, should I say, in the norms of in our workplace.
And then with the behaviors of the passengers, how do they change throughout the pandemic?
So the passengers also started to wear the masks. They are very cautious about their seats. They bring alcohol every time. And I guess that's for their safety.
And then how does this change the natures or the task of your work? because I assume that, like, as a cabin crew, you have a lot of preparations to do before the flight and even like during the flight and after the flight.
Yes. So we have a lot of procedures when you have flights. You have to wear your PPE or your personal protective equipment. It's a must. In our flight here in the Philippines, we usually have the in-flight service. We serve coffee, we serve tea, we serve snacks as a complimentary to the passengers. But during these times, there are certain flights. We don't serve coffee, we don't serve tea, we don't serve the snacks. Now, we only give bottled water. So as much as possible, less contact with the passengers. It's for their safety. So if some of the passengers, especially those who are frequent flyer, oh, you don't have coffee, you don't have tea, why? So it's for your safety. So we explain to the passenger, we do the announcement. We will be observing a modified service during your flight. Please bear with us. So that they will be informed. Why we don't have coffee? Before we have coffee. So you have to explain it to the passengers. So there are big changes as of the moment between the norms, the old normal and the new normal.
Right.
So you have to follow the new normal.
Mm.
Even though it's hard for us, even though we don't want to wear the gloves, we wear the hairnet to cover our hair because they said the virus can also enter with your hair.
And I follow a little bit of the news, what happenings in the Philippines. Like a few months ago, there was a lockdown, right?
Yes.
And so as I remember, like during the lockdown, there would be no domestic flights as well. Yes. So basically, your work was suspended, right?
Yes. So when we heard that news, it was really, you know, I felt sad. I felt, oh my God. What's happening? Where will I get my money to pay my bills, to pay my apartment? So it, of course, I felt sad a bit during that time because, you know, that's where I get my money
right
from my job.
Hmm. Could you remind us when was the lockdown in the Philippines?
That was March. I guess it's March 14th.
March 14.
I have flight during that the next March 15, because I have flight last March 14. That unfortunately I didn't know that it was my last flight before the lockdown.
Oh God!
I heard that there's a possibility of lockdown, and then I'm talking with my colleague. Oh my God, is this our last flight for today?
Mm.
Because there might be a possibility of a lockdown for March 15 for Metro Manila and some other provinces that have high cases of COVID.
Mm. And how long was the lockdown?
Lockdown is until, I guess, end of May.
Okay, so it was around 2 months.
Yes.
Yeah. And during that 2 months, you basically have no flights at all.
No flights. There are cargo flights. But unfortunately, I was not able to have that. You know, you don't have passengers in the aircraft, in the airplane. You just have to bring the cargo, like the goods from the Philippines to the province and from the province to the Philippines.
And how did you cope with the lockdown then?
At first week, I have to, I still don't know what to do. I just do my daily routine, like waking up in the morning and reading books, stay here in the apartment, watching movies, and my daily routine. But after 1 week, it's another the same thing. And then I felt, oh, this is like crazy because you do it every morning and then in the evening you just sleep and then wake up again and do the same thing. That's the time I decided to do something or to research or to do some work or to, because I need to become busy or the lockdown is already there. It's beyond our control. So the only thing is you have to do something that would make you busy or make your day productive.
And what did you do?
So I basically, because in my previous company, my boss messaged me that, "Oh, Ray, how's your job? Would you like to try something new?" And then I said, "Oh, what's that? I really wanted to do something because I'm doing nothing here in my apartment." And then she said, "I have this coffee shop." And then she said, "Would you like to try, or would you like to explore or do something?" And then I was so glad that she offered me that. And then I said, "Yes, ma'am, I would like to. I'm so happy that you informed me. I would glad to learn about what's happening in that shop." And then she said, "Okay, be ready, and then I will go there. I will pick you up," because during that time, no transportation here in the Philippines. And then she picked me up here in the apartment. And then I'm so happy, though I don't know what will I do there, but I'm so excited to learn something new or to do something new apart from what I'm doing as flight attendant or cabin crew.
Exactly.
So I started to work as a barista. I was able to learn how to prepare the coffee, how to do the cappuccino, how to prepare the frap, the mocha frap that I usually ordered in Starbucks or some of the coffee shop. And it's not easy.
I'm sure that your passengers are going to be super happy to have like better coffee from you in the future.
Yes, well, most of the baristas are like, "Oh, Ray, when you go back to your flight, when you resume to your flight, you'll have this barista technique that you will to yeah. show to the passengers." But during that time, I was thinking that it's just an experience, or it's another experience that would help me. It's like, I want to be busy with other things, but it's good because I learned something new with that experience. Plus, I had the chance to adapt to a new normal, new thing.
Yeah, I totally think that it really is very interesting that people take up new skills during this time of difficulties.
So, because it's just new thing, if you're new to that particular job, you have to learn. Like being a cabin crew, it's not, for me, before, it's just a new thing or a new experience, so I have to learn it. And then for 3 years, you learn a lot, you learn it, you got an expertise with that work. So it becomes uneasy. So for me, it's the same with if you want to learn another job. At first, it's so hard. But as you go along with that,
yeah,
as you put your heart on it, yes.
And how long did you work as a barista at the coffee shop?
I guess almost 2 months. Because every year we have this recurrent training or refresher training. Every 12 months, you have to retrain and do the exams required by the civil aviation regulations here in the Philippines. You will be checked again by the rater in the actual flight. And then that's it. So if my office didn't inform me, maybe I will be a barista until now, or I'm still working there.
And aside the barista jobs, is there anything else that you do during the lockdown?
During lockdown, the owner of that coffee shop, he do the, you know, the disinfecting of the different offices. And then I said to him, "Boss, perhaps I could try that job." And then because I wasn't able to experience wearing PPEs, because some of the cabin crew who are flying in the cargo flights, they have to wear the PPEs. And then I wasn't able to experience that because I wasn't able to have the flight. And then I said, "Oh, this is the time I should experience this wearing of this full gear PPE." And then I asked the boss of the coffee shop because he has disinfecting services. And then I said, "Oh, can I join? Because I really wanted to wear that PPE and to experience that. How's the feeling?" And then said, "Oh, yes, you can join us. You may join us." And then that's it. I was able to experience another new job, or should I say new experience, during lockdown. Though it's quite dangerous because, you know, you go to the office, you disinfect the place or the vicinity of the office. But it's a nice experience as well for me.
When did you go back to work as a cabin crew?
That was first week of June, I guess. We were able to fly. But it's, you know, it's not the normal flight. It's only cargo flight or the repatriation flight. It's sponsored by the government because they need some of the overseas Filipino worker, for example, working in Middle East, they have to fly them back to the Philippines. And from here in Manila, we need to fly them back to their respective provinces or their place.
What was your first flight after the lockdown?
So it was 5 destinations, I guess. But it's quite crazy because it's quite long destinations here from Manila. So you have to travel like 2 hours or 3 hours from Manila and then go back again and then fly again. And most of the passengers came from abroad. So it's quite, you know, we're quite alarmed as well because you don't know if they are a carrier. Though they got tested, but of course, you never know if they are also carrier of the virus.
How did you feel during that flight? I bet you were happy to be able to get back to work, but also it is a pretty risky situation. How did you feel?
I felt so strange because when we had the chance to get inside the aircraft and then, oh, I miss this aircraft and like that. And then when the passenger came, oh my God, you have to help the passengers. You know, here in the culture of the Philippines, it's like when they have their bags, you have to help them to carry, to bring it. Or other passengers were like, oh, please help me about this, about my bag and like that. Of course, during the time we don't have like, sir, I'm sorry, I have to, it's for your safety. You have to explain to the passenger that, sir, I'm sorry, we don't have like this. It's for your safety again. So, sir, I'm sorry, we don't have blankets. It's for your safety because the blankets are undergoing sanitations. Sir, I'm sorry, we don't have newspaper because it's for your safety. The virus might easily be passed through this newspaper and like that. So that's it. You know, there's two feelings. You're excited to fly and at the same time, you have to protect yourself. So it's something weird. Or the feeling so strange.
And how did the passengers react to that?
If we explain that it's for their safety and because of the COVID, they usually understand.
Mm-hmm.
They usually respond in a positive way that, oh, thank you for that information.
Now, there are still repatriation flights and then there are still commercial flights within the country.
Yes, but starting August 4, we don't have commercial flights. We only have cargo and repatriation flights. So that's another sad news here in the Philippines. All domestic flights, all airlines are not allowed to fly.
Do you think that there might be another lockdown because of the second wave in the Philippines?
I'm not quite sure, but whenever I go out, I heard that from other people that they said that, oh, maybe there is another lockdown.
Mm. You also told me about testing and quarantine.
Yes.
So from the time that you started flying again, how did that testing and quarantining apply to you?
During our flight, there was a suspected carrier. So their procedure is that all of the crew during that flight would be under monitoring. So they will monitor you and then you're not allowed to fly for 14 days. You need to isolate yourself. You need to stay at home. So they will check you every day. They will check if is there any symptoms of respiratory infection or are you feeling well? How's your temperature? Do you have difficulty of breathing? And then you have to answer that. It's a must that you answer that because it's for your safety as well. And then after that, they will check if you are positive or not. But I'm so happy that I'm not positive.
Mm.
I got negative result.
Mm-hmm. And that was the only time that you were in that situation?
Yes, this is the only time. I get paranoid during that time. I'm eye carrier, and that every time I felt I have fever, I'll check my temperature, and then, oh, I have normal temperature. And then every time I sneeze or I got the symptoms, but whenever I check, oh, I'm okay, I'm good, I don't have any symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be aware, because you meet a lot of people during every day in your flight, or especially that's a repatriation flight.
Yeah, exactly. Even though you have all the protections, equipment, it's still,
yes,
there's still a risk, right?
Yes.
And as a cabin crew working on those repatriation flights, you also are limited to just working, and then you are also not being able to see others, people like your friends, your families, very regularly, right?
Yes. Even though I would like to go to my sister, but I always explain to her that I don't want to risk, because she has this daughter. I might be a carrier, because everyone can be a carrier.
Yeah.
So that's why I better not go to my sister's house to protect them as well.
And are your families or your loved one or your relatives, are they all healthy and all right?
Yes, they are all right, because my parents are living quite far from Manila. It's a 1-hour flight, the province. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I miss them. But we only do the phone call. My mother usually call me every morning to check if I'm okay. My sister here in Manila, but I wasn't able to go there because there's strict implementation of this lockdown now. But we have communications. Thank you to Facebook. Thank you to to the Zoom. Mm-hmm. Because I was able to see them.
Yeah.
Though it's like, you know, on-screen communication.
Yeah, exactly. So for now, all of your social lives are just bound to the apartment and the workplace?
Yes, in the Facebook and the Zoom. Yes, that's crazy, but that's the reality.
For you, it would be a strange feeling as well, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of contacts with passengers. There are a lot of passengers in like a physical place. Even though you meet a lot of people, you are also feeling isolated in a way that like you cannot see the people that you wanted to see, right?
Yes, it's so weird. But because that this is your job, this is your calling,
mm-hmm.
this is what you love to do, you have to do it.
Yeah. Were there any point during all of this craziness that you think is the worst moment for you? And what would be the moment that you feel the most happy or the happiest?
You know, I always look at the brighter side of what's happening. Though you cannot control it, it's already there. I can do nothing. The only thing you can do is, for me, is to not react, but to respond to what is happening. Make yourself busy or make yourself do something new. Like, for example, if I don't have flights, I usually have this sign language with my colleague. It's another thing, the sign language. So it's another learning for me, because there was an instance, one of the flights here, there was a flight attendant from Philippine Airlines, and then there was a passenger who is deaf, and then the passenger was so happy because the flight attendant was able to communicate with him, and then he uploaded the video in the Facebook, and it went viral.
Mm.
And then during that time, I had a chance to talk to that flight attendant, and then I said, oh, I also have the background here in sign language. And the management in our company had this program to train all the cabin crew to be part of that basic sign language. So, you know, how will you communicate to that deaf passengers? Like, how will you brief them in case of an emergency, what they will do if you don't have the if you don't know the signs or the sign language. So basically for me, that's another learning here in lockdown. So I have to learn.
Well, it seems like you did a pretty good job in keeping yourself busy.
I have to. Because if you just sleep or then wake up, sleep again, fly, and then go back again, you will be crazy, you know, with this situation here in the Philippines.
Yeah.
You need to be productive, or should I say, you need to be busy.
Yeah. And now, what is the current situation like now?
Now, we are in the modified enhanced community quarantine. So no transportation, public transportation again, for starting August 4 to August 18. No barbershops, only those who are essential needs like the food establishments are allowed to operate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. So you're not here in our place. We also have the curfew starting 8 in the evening until 5 in the morning. So curfew hours, you're not allowed to go out.
Okay, so no matter what you do, you have to be back before 8.
Yes. Except for us, like cabin crew, so you have to show your IDs.
Right.
And there are securities near the different streets. So, or are you a resident here? And they will check your temperature. Where's your ID? I like that.
There are two more questions that I would like to ask from you. The first one would be your future plan. I mean, for now, it is just a very silly question, at least to me, to ask for like, oh, what are you going to do in the future? What is your plan for the next few months? Because there are too many uncertainties for now. But I mean, I would just ask this anyway.
So, of course, in our company, it's so hard to plan. I'm still working as a cabin crew, and of course, I will continue. But I'm also considering to go into business. But I'm still thinking what kind of business, because, you know, nothing beats with a business-minded person, because you'll be the boss of your own. But, of course, with this situation, it's so hard. But what I do is I keep on planning maybe this food business, because it's essential.
Mm.
You know, that's the basic need. Everyone's basic needs. So I'm thinking.
Great. I mean, like I would look forward to being able to support your food business and see your business blooming.
I hope.
In the future. Yeah, I hope all the best for the planning for the business. Getting through all of this on the lockdown and a lot of uncertainties, going through two jobs, learning a lot of new experiences. What would you say that is the biggest change in yourself?
I was able to learn how to adapt. You have to acknowledge that there is a changes. You have to adapt. You have to have the ways on how you adapt to that change. It's a new normal. It's a new thing. But you have to adapt. And after you adapt to that change, you need to embrace the change. Because it's your another way of life. You cannot control it. You have to embrace the change. And of course, your positivity should be there. So it's a matter of mindset on how you will adapt, or you will embrace that change.
Yeah. So be positive and be kind, right?
Yes. That's right. Be positive, but not COVID positive. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, of course.
We also have this new normal announcement. Would you like to hear it?
Please, enlighten me.
Mabuhay. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your flight PR and 2P. 2958 bound for Mactan, Cebu. We care about your health and safety. To ensure that you enjoy a healthy, safe, and clean environment, we are all required to wear our face masks during the flight. They may be loosened or taken down only for eating and drinking. Also, you will be observing a modified service during your flight. Once again, this is your flight PR and 2P2958 bound for Mactan, Cebu. Welcome on board. So that's it. That's the new normal.
Oh, God. Fascinating. No, it's just... thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have just listened to episode 3 with Ray Casal. The interview was done by me, Anhui Chun, and this episode was edited by Thomas Reinders. Stay tuned for the following episode of Record of Change, when we will hear about the story of how a restaurant owner in Athens manages his business in the midst of the pandemic. Follow us on your favorite podcast provider and find out more about the stories behind on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, or on our website, recordofchange.com. This podcast is implemented by and with members of the Bosch Alumni Network.